And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write, our behind-the-scenes bonus podcast of stuff that you just don't hear on the radio. And why is that? Why don't we talk about this stuff on the radio show?
Well, because we don't have enough time.
That's one.
Another is because maybe they're a little NSFW.
Do we get NSFW on this podcast? I can't even remember.
Sometimes we'll have a little swear here and there if we're feeling spicy.
On today's episode, I don't think there's any swearing. And this is really random. It's going to be about encounters with a Cleveland baseball legend. I mean, that's really random and really specific.
That is very niche.
Oral Hershiser, the pitcher for the Cleveland Indians from 1995 through 1997. I don't know how we got on this topic, but...
I can tell you exactly how, if you would like the antithesis.
Yeah, how did we get on this?
So we were talking on air about meeting celebrities and meeting people in the wild.
And that's right.
Somebody called up, and we're going to bring her on in a couple of minutes, but she called up and was like, I met Oral Hershiser. What's Oral Hershiser?
Earl Hershiser.
Earl?
Oral.
Oral?
O-R-E-L. Oral.
Oral?
Hershiser.
Hershiser.
H-E-R-C-H-I-S-E-R.
It's so difficult to say. Oral. Anyways. But she called and was like, yeah, like I met him and like started telling us this story. And Bill was like, wait, I have a story about him too. So we were like, why don't we just do a whole freaking episode?
Yeah, I'd like to continue this over the next few weeks, too. If you have an Oral Hershiser story about meeting Oral Hershiser.
Maybe this will just become that podcast, sharing stories of meeting him around the great city of Cleveland.
What a niche podcast, but I would enjoy it.
Honestly, okay. You got to know your niche. In this ecosystem for podcasts, everybody's got a podcast. We could be the Oral Hershiser one.
And we never have him on as a guest. That would be the...
That would be the real kicker.
That would be our goal. Someday we want to book Oral Hershiser on this podcast.
But then the podcast would just like be over.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that's true.
The plot line would be done.
So that is coming up in part two of our podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write. In part one, we're going to talk a little bit today about side hustles, specifically mine. And I haven't really talked about this on the radio show that much.
You haven't. I've been waiting for you to bring it on.
Well, it's tough. It's tough to talk about on the radio show because I kind of have to set it up and get into it. By the time I get into it, we've run out of time. I have no more, because I think it's kind of unusual what I'm doing.
Oh, it definitely is.
So a little history on this. I've always wanted a side hustle. I've always wanted like something else to do to make a little extra money or to somehow expand my career a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for quite a few years. After COVID, after I lost my job in Phoenix, I got into working with podcasting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on like a few separate podcast projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking for a time that, hey, this could be something that I can do. And I haven't ruled it out. It's just that after those projects ended, there were no other projects on the horizon.
I think it's also kind of tough because like being on the radio as a job, like while it really doesn't feel like work that much, like it still is like once the tank hits E when we're off the air, getting on to do a podcast is not always the first thing that you want to do.
I also realized that not many people are making money with podcasting unless mm-mm. your name is Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I think he makes some change here and there.
And obviously, he's the host of his show. But I'm talking about the people, like this one podcast that I was working on, there were a ton of people working on it. And I don't think we were all freelance employees. We were all just contract employees. So we worked on that podcast. And then once it was over, that was it. They didn't renew the podcast. And that's it. So...
And then it was just over?
Yeah, no more money.
Oh, okay. Well then.
So I was thinking, what else can I do? And I don't, honestly, I'm telling you right now, I don't even know how I got this idea. But I was like, I should try to get into PA announcing at sporting events because I think I could be good at it.
I was so excited because I used to work in sports and it's so much fun. So when Bill's telling me this, I'm like, yes, yes. Oh my God, you would be perfect.
I do have a little bit of experience in it. When I was in high school, I was the PA announcer for the high school girls basketball team.
Woo! How many years ago?
Oh my God. So it would have been 1993.
Oh my. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So over 30 years now.
Yeah. I only did it for one season, my senior year. So only for the home games. And yeah, I was their PA announcer. And I think that I did kind of a good job. I don't know. I mean, I used to get really into it and animated. And I remember that I think the team, the girls on the team seemed to enjoy that. I think there were other people that had worked at the high school for so long, and I don't think they liked me getting so excited.
Oh, who cares? That's the point of a sporting event.
Because I would be like if Jill Yuhas went up for a layup, Jill Yuhas!
Oh, you know that the players loved it. They loved it. And that's really like, that's who you're trying to make the memories for, is the kids on the field or on the court.
Exactly. It's not about me. It's about who's playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the old-timey people at the high school, they're like, he's too loud or whatever. They didn't like what I was doing. Whatever. I did that for 1 year, and then I graduated high school, and I went 100% into the radio industry. But now I've been looking around for PA jobs, and the first natural place to start was the high school that's right behind my house, essentially. Rocky River High School, where my kids are in the system. And I went to them like over a year ago now. I just reached out to the athletic director and I said, hey, I'd be interested in doing this. If you ever need someone to sub, I can, you know, come in and sub for you. And they invited me to a basketball game and I met the athletic director and I met the PA announcer for who they use for basketball. And then I didn't hear from them for like months and months.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, last spring, they contacted me and said, hey, would you be interested in being a substitute during some lacrosse games this spring? And I'm like, yes, that would be awesome. And then inside, my voice is telling me, you don't know anything about lacrosse. You've never seen a lacrosse game. You don't understand the rules. How are you going to announce a PA? How are you going to announce a game as a PA announcer? And so I had to learn lacrosse like in a really short amount of time. I watched videos.
Oh my gosh, you were watching tape.
Yeah. So I ended up doing 4 lacrosse games last spring for Rocky River.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the season, they asked, would you be willing to be our PA announcer for soccer, for boys soccer in the fall?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, 100%. I will do that. So that starts this week.
And that you at least know a little more about, considering that you were the head coach.
That's true.
Of Drew's soccer team last year. So you shouldn't have to do too much research on the sport.
Yeah, I didn't have to learn the game.
Yeah.
Really, I just had to learn what to announce. Like, what do PA announcers say at a soccer game? So I had to learn all that. Again, YouTube is my friend.
Oh, yeah. YouTube University. 10 out of 10.
There's a guy, he does PA announcing for Syracuse and Colgate colleges in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this whole web, this whole YouTube series on doing PA announcing. And so I've watched those.
Oh.
And then I'm in this PA announcing Facebook group.
What?
And it's PA announcers all over the country. And we network and share ideas.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know.
Jobs like that, I think, are so interesting, not only because the job itself is just kind of different, but also just because the network is small.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're in, even if it's just a random high school in Ohio, it's like you're going to get connected to people. And it's not as big as you would think it is.
It's really, yeah, it's really a small industry. It's almost like radio.
Yeah,
radio is a lot smaller than you think it is.
Oh my gosh, radio is very, very tiny.
Everybody knows everybody, mm-hmm. And I think it's the same way in the PA announcer community.
I would have to think so.
So I'm in it now. So I've got boys soccer for Rocky River this fall. And then, like a couple of months ago, I was like, well, why stop there? Like, what if somebody else needs a PA announcer? So I sent my, like, a demo reel and my resume to all these high schools in the area that I'd be willing to drive to because I don't want to commute all over the state of Ohio.
Fair.
And I heard back from two schools. So I got, I've also this fall, I will be the PA announcer for Bay Village Volleyball.
Okay.
And that starts this Thursday. And that's crazy because that's another sport that I know nothing about.
Yeah, I cannot help you there. Not even a little bit.
I don't know anything about volleyball. I had to learn the sport. Again, I watched a bunch of videos. And this past Saturday, I went to, I looked up to see who's playing volleyball today so I could go watch a game. And Westlake had a game on Saturday morning. So I just showed up at this Westlake volleyball game just so I could sit in the stands and listen to their announcer and kind of learn the game. And I think I learned a lot on Saturday. I'm really happy that I went because it helped me a lot trying to figure out how to learn volleyball.
But so you just went to a high school volleyball game by yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Why? Do you think that's weird? You think it's creepy? Is that what you're trying?
Definitely not. No, absolutely not. That's not what I'm getting to. Those are your words, not mine. I said nothing.
I had lots of notebooks with me. So does that does that make it less creepy?
I think that definitely makes it a little less creepy. It would have been weirder if you brought cameras. Yeah.
No,
it would have been strange.
There were no cameras.
Okay, but good. So you're excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I'm stoked for you. I can't wait to hear. Like, why not? I feel like you're going to be going crazy with how much you're going to have going on, but I'm so excited to hear about it.
It's going to get very busy.
Yeah, you have three teams now, right, for this fall?
Two teams. For this fall. And then I was also hired to do Bay Village girls basketball in the winter.
Oh, okay, got it.
But then Avon Lake asked me to do a couple of football games for them as a substitute.
Oh my gosh!
And that's also something else I'm going to be doing for the first time. So yeah, I'm going to be busy with the side hustle. Obviously, I still have this job. Drew is still playing soccer and I'm the assistant coach. Will's got whatever he's got going on. So yeah, it's going to be a busy start to the school year.
You are in like ultimate dad mode right now.
Yeah.
You are thriving and I love it.
But I'm excited about this side hustle. The older I get, the more I realize that things that get you all excited are few and far between.
Yeah. Because, so when something does, you've got to run with it.
Yeah. So I feel that way with this.
And it's cool because this is like, you've only ever really done radio.
Yeah.
Like even when Bill and I talk about like, you know, first jobs and stuff like this, I'm talking about working at Pulp and being a waitress. Bill has always worked in radio. So being able to like do something outside of radio, it's kind of cool. It's like really exciting.
It's exciting. So if you're a fan of Rocky River boys soccer, I will see you there this fall. If you are a fan of Bay Village volleyball, I will see you at Bay Village this fall. It's going to be a good time. And if you are associated with a school and you guys need a PA announcer.
Shameless plug.
Hit me up.
There it is.
Yeah, you have to. You have to network when you're a PA announcer.
Am I going to start seeing you more on like LinkedIn?
Possibly. I don't know. Whatever I need to do. Like I will ask the people in the Facebook chat, like, because they're always out there networking
themselves.
Pretty
soon I'm going to start seeing more headshots. I'm going to be seeing LinkedIn posts. You're going to get really in the weeds on it.
Okay. Oral Hershiser stories.
Oral.
What happened when you encountered Oral Hershiser? We'll hear from Heidi, and then I've got a story to try to top her. I'm not going to try to top her. I'm just going to share my Oral Hershiser story. Next on Can't Read, Can't Write. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We're on the podcast right now. So this is something we were doing on the show earlier this month where we were talking about celebrities that you meet out in the wild. Like you didn't expect to run into a celebrity that day, wherever you were. Like the guy that was at Cedar Point and he ran into Harry Potter.
Yeah, just like out of the blue.
Yeah. So doing what we do for a living, Alyssa and I, we have the opportunity to meet celebrities and musical artists. And, you know, for us, you know, that's, it's because of what we do. It's not like we're outliving our lives when
it's
we run into
job.
A celebrity. Right. But Heidi had a celebrity that I wanted to talk about only because I have a story too about this person. So I thought we could share stories right now about this celebrity who's actually a sporting legend here in Cleveland.
Oh,
I think so. I think I'd put him in the sporting legend category. Wouldn't you, Heidi?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And who is 100%. That?
Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser, the former pitcher for the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
Yeah. Alyssa is not familiar with that time.
No. Can you give me like an era? Like what was the time? Like give me a year.
Mid-90s.
90s, yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
He was at like the, he was in the good stuff. When the players were going to the flats, partying it up, when they were like really good, playoffs, all that stuff.
Yep. I want to say that, yeah, he joined the team for the 95 season and he was on the team that went to the World Series.
Okay.
And he was there in 96 and I think 97 was his last year.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, and that was a World Series team as well. So he never got a ring playing for Cleveland, but, you know, it was fun to have him on the team. Heidi, where did you run into Oral Hershiser?
Actually ran into him off the strip in Vegas.
And how long ago was this?
Probably about 10 years ago. We were out there with our family. There was probably about 12 of us. And we were meeting another group there, and it was at a golf resort kind of casino hotel off the strip. And when we walked in, we actually met two people. We met one of the characters from The Godfather. Don't quote me on who it was. So that was already pretty cool. And then as we approached our table, my husband's cousin had on a Browns shirt.
Uh-huh.
And turns out Oral Hershiser and his wife were at a dinner party at the table next to us. So they started trading back and forth japs about Cleveland and joking around.
Well, who approached who?
That was going to be my question.
If I'm remembering right, he actually said something about the Browns shirt, and they kind of joked back and forth from there.
That sounds like a Cleveland interaction right there.
It was. It was, if I'm remembering 100% how it all started. But
did your husband know it was Oral Hershiser before Oral?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he recognized.
All the table knew instantly.
Okay.
My husband, his brother, and my husband's cousin. Every one of them knew immediately who it was.
But Oral Hershiser was the first one to break the ice.
I think he was, if I'm remembering right. But what happened after that was crazy because they had their dinner. We had our dinner. There was still some more joking around going back and forth throughout the dinner. And then once their party left, they came over to our table and sat at our table for dessert. And we tried on his World Series ring. And we proceeded to play table games with him and his wife. One of them, I think it was called Queen Anne, and you just kind of went around and played this game. And we were there for the longest time. I think we shut the restaurant out.
What in the world?
You got to try on his World Series ring.
Absolutely. Every one of us.
That's so cool.
So basically,
it just got passed down. There was probably 15 of us at the table, and it just got passed down the table.
I feel like you guys actually, like, genuinely became friends with this man.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't think the guys talked with him anymore after that.
Yeah.
But it was really crazy that entire night. He sat at our table for probably another hour and a half.
Hershiser wanted to hang out with you.
He did.
That's the most Cleveland thing ever. One thing about people in Cleveland, even though I realize I'm looking at his wiki right now, he's not from here.
No.
But something about when you're in Cleveland, we love meeting other Clevelanders in the wild. Every time I'm in Vegas, I do the same thing. When I see people wearing Cleveland jerseys, I will go up to random strangers.
Yeah, I think Oral Hershiser is most well known for his time with the LA Dodgers because he did win a World Series ring there. He set some other records there. I think that's the team that he's most known for. But I believe that Oral Hershiser, I think Cleveland really affected him during his time here. I think he really, really enjoyed being in Cleveland and being a part of this organization. And he is a very nice man. And now I'm going to tell you my Oral Hershiser story.
I'll be honest with you, Bill, though. I don't really know how you top Heidi's story.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to top Heidi's story. That's not what I'm going to do. In fact, I don't think I can do it. I'm not going to attempt to, but I do have an Oral Hershiser story. So, and it fits in very nicely with the point of this podcast, which is telling stories from college. Because when I met Oral Hershiser, I was in college.
What? Okay.
So the summer of 1997, and I don't remember if I've talked about this before on the podcast or not, but that summer I had a side job. I was working in radio at Q104 at the time, but I was still only part-time because I was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hooked up with a job at Jacobs Field, which is now Progressive Field.
Oh, okay.
The Cleveland Indians back then. And I was hired to be in guest services. And so basically my job was I had to put on blue pants and a red polo shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up to every Indians home game. And I had a different assignment every single time. So sometimes I would help out with people who were at the game and they couldn't, if they ran out of mustard and they at one of the concession stands, I would go help them out.
Yeah, like so anything that needed done at the game, when something was quote unquote like on fire, you're the guy getting sent to figure it out.
Pretty much. And one day they called me up and they said, can you come up during the day? You don't have to be at the game that night. We need you during the day. And I said, yeah, it's fine. It's summertime. I don't have classes. I can do it.
Yeah.
So I drove up in my uniform and I enter the stadium and they say, okay, we need you to chaperone Oral Hershiser.
Why did he need a chaperone?
Because once he arrived at the ballpark, he was coming in wherever the players entered the ballpark. He needed to be picked up in a golf cart and driven to the other side of the stadium where they have like these offices, like meeting rooms. And that day, Oral was meeting with a bunch of kids.
Okay.
Like to speak to them and, mm-hmm. and tell stories. And I don't know exactly for what. I certainly don't remember for what. But that's exactly what I did. Now, we had a rule back then when you worked for the Indians, and I'm sure that everybody had to adhere to this rule. I know I did working in guest services, that we were not supposed to talk to the players.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a big rule, like across the board working in sports.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you did that.
Yeah. Front office versus like on the field or on the ice or on the court. Those are two different. They might as well just be two different companies.
And I'll tell you, it never was an issue up until that point. Like I never.
With Oral.
Right. I mean, I would see players walking around the ballpark, but they didn't talk to me and I didn't talk to them. I wasn't supposed to talk to them.
It's kind of just an unspoken thing, too. It's not even like weird. It's just like your paths don't tend to cross as much as you might think.
Right. So it was a rule they stressed upon us. Don't talk to the players. Certainly don't ask for a picture or an autograph.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No problem. But now I have Oral Hershiser and he's sitting next to me and I'm driving a golf cart.
Mm.
But all we did was he got in the golf cart and just said hello. And I said, good morning. And then we started driving. And we're driving through the bowels of Progressive Field there.
Okay. Set the stage for me, though. You're mm-hmm. driving the golf cart.
Yes.
Is he sitting next to you or is he in the back?
No, he's sitting right next
to me. Okay.
Yeah. I don't even think there was a back. I can't remember.
Okay. I wanted to see like the layout, but I got you. So he is passenger in your golf cart.
Right. So I take him to the correct meeting room and he gets out and he's got a whole bag with him. It's a bag of autographed baseballs.
Okay.
So he has all of them are pre-signed.
For the kids.
Right. So he goes in and I just stayed in the golf cart and just. But I could still hear inside. Like I heard his whole speech to the kids and they're all excited about meeting him and cheering.
Yeah.
And then at the end, everybody gets a signed baseball and he comes back and he gets in the golf cart and I turn around. I do a U-turn and I drive back to where I'm supposed to drop him off, wherever he parked his car. And so we get to that destination and he's still got that bag of balls with him. And he's like, thank you very much. And he hands me a ball. A signed Oral Hershiser baseball. And I'm like, oh, I can't take that. And he's like, just take it. And he gave it to me. And then he gets out of the golf cart and he leaves. And so I've got this ball, this, and I put it in my pocket. And I'm like, you can tell that I have a baseball in my pocket.
Yeah, it's hard to hide.
So I drive back to where I got to drop the golf cart off. And my boss is there. And I'm like, I did not ask him. He gave me this ball. I said, Oral Hershiser gave me this signed baseball. I did not ask for it.
You're
I
what,
promise
like 22
you.
At this time?
Yeah, yeah, 22 years old. And my boss is like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So I had that Oral Hershiser baseball. Now, if you remember way back when, what was the episode of Can't Read, Can't Write where we talked about roommates? That had to have been like episode four or five.
That was one of the first ones.
It was one of the very first ones. Now, do you remember?
Yes! This is the baseball.
This is the autographed Oral Hershiser baseball.
Full circle.
That my roommate stole from me. That the roommate, we were subletting an apartment that summer, and he stole that ball from me, and I moved out and shut off the electric in one day.
I can't remember. Did you get the ball back?
I do. Yes.
And okay.
However, to this day, and I'm very not upset about it, but I have no idea where that ball is. Like, I've moved like 25 times since then.
And but somehow, you know, it's in your possession, like somewhere.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I haven't seen it. I don't think.
The roommate doesn't have it anymore.
No.
Okay, good.
I took it back. So if you want to hear that story.
Whichever episode is the roommate episode.
Yeah. In your podcast feed, you're going to have to scroll back for a while, but I think you can find it. Can't Read, Can't Write. It's the episode about roommates. So, all right. There's my Oral Hershiser story.
Wow. Well, look at that. Everybody's got one. Not me. But everybody's got an Oral Hershiser. Is that it?
I'd be very surprised if you had one. Considering you were 4 years old when all of that happened.
I did see MGK get arrested at South Park Mall. Does that count for anything?
No, but let's tell that story someday.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Can't Read, Can't Write. We will be back soon.